The Trump administration is stepping up its campaign to end diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, not just within the government, but in the private sector as well. This week, the Labor Department sent out an email saying it would scrutinize federal contractors to see if any of their policies violate Trump's anti-DEI executive orders or federal law. NPR's Andrea Hsu has more.
The email was sent by Catherine Eschbach. She's the new head of the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs, known as OFCCP. For decades, that office worked to ensure that companies that do business with the government comply with anti-discrimination laws. In her note to staff, Eschbach wrote, "The reality is most of what OFCCP has been doing was out of step, if not flat-out contradictory to our country's laws." We should note Eschbach was recently doing work for a federal contractor. She represented Elon Musk's SpaceX in a lawsuit against the government. Now, this skepticism about the work of this office, it wasn't a thing in the first Trump administration. In fact,
I would say it was the high watermark of OFCCP.
That's Craig Lean, a partner with K&L Gates, who headed the office during Trump's first term.
We helped a lot of workers. We helped a lot of businesses comply with the law.
He said they did more audits and got quicker resolutions when they found disparities in pay or in how people were being treated. Over 4 years, the office recovered $117 million in remedies for workers.
There were more settlements during that time period than, I believe, any other time period in OFCCP history by far.
A lot of their work was tied to a 1965 executive order that Trump revoked in January. It required federal contractors to take steps to identify and address barriers to employment. So, for example, if a company had very few women in its ranks, despite there being plenty of women qualified for the jobs, they needed to ask themselves,
what's going on here? Is there a stereotype taking place? Are we not recruiting women? Do women feel like this is not a work site that they want to be at?
Companies also had to create what are known as affirmative action plans, detailing how they would reach a diverse pool of candidates.
Maybe you go to women's job fairs. Maybe you publish in magazines that are more likely to be read by women. The goal is to get more applicants.
Now, Craig Lean is very clear. Federal contractors cannot use preferences or quotas or set-asides.
You cannot have a preference for race or gender in hiring. You must hire based on merit.
And that's been true this whole time. But now in Trump's second term, it's come into sharper focus. The Labor Department declined to answer questions about OFCCP's strategy. But in her email to staff, Eschbach said they're now going to examine whether companies' affirmative action plans are themselves discriminatory. Jenny Yang, who headed the office under Biden, is highly doubtful of that.
The overwhelming majority of these practices are fully lawful.
And Yang points out some of the money recovered was for underpaid white men. Craig Lean says the same was true during Trump's first term.
25% of the recoveries were for men and white employees. 25%.
While investigations have more often turned up discrimination against people of color, Lean points out under federal law, being white is also a protected class.
Just as much as being Black or Hispanic or Asian or Native American or Pacific Islander.
If anything, Lean thinks companies now need to be more vigilant. He's counseling clients to do a thorough review of their DEI programs. He says they need to be sure there are no preferences or quotas and that those programs don't exclude anybody based on race, gender, or other protected characteristics.
Once you've done that, you have the right to have that program. It's protected by the First Amendment. You just want to make sure that it's inclusive of all employees.
That, he says, is a best practice. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
And President Trump has taken another step to reshape workplaces. Late last night, he signed an executive order ending collective bargaining rights for workers at some 20 federal agencies. The White House says the president has the authority to do so at agencies which missions involve national security. Unions have roundly condemned the move. Everett Kelly, president of the American Federation of Government Employees, spoke outside the Capitol today.
Invoking national security as justification for this action is a ridiculous pretext, not a legal reason.
Unions have vowed to fight the order in court.